At this time, I'd like to invite Alice Gibson to come forward. Alice is going to be reading the scripture this morning. Barbara had asked her to do that because Alice was at the first Earth Day protest back on April 22nd, 1970. The entire country had marches that day, and there were 20 million people who gathered, and Alice marched in New York representing the New Jersey Citizens for Clean Air. That organization joined with other environmental groups and designed the legislation for the Department of Environmental Protection. And following the march in New York, she was invited to witness Governor William Cahill sign the bill creating the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. It was a very proud day in the life of Alice Gibson. So Alice, I invite you to come forward to read the scripture.
A reading of Psalm 104, selected verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to use, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the badgers. You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness, and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. People go out to their work and to do their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. And from the New Testament, a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I don't know which I'm more afraid of, speaking to all of you people or knowing Rick is watching. Maybe we should all say hi to him. Hi, Rick. Also, I just wanted to put this disclaimer out that if you didn't like the hymns today, yes, you can complain to me and not Rick. It's kind of a joke between us all. Usually he gets the blame, but today is all mine. My sermon topic this morning, Sense of Space, is based on the 2018 Earth Day Christian Education materials from Creation Justice Ministries, an organization started under the umbrella of the National Council of Churches USA and operated as the National Council of Churches Eco-Justice Program until 2013. Changing the name reflected an understanding of the intertwined relationship between environmental consciousness and social justice. Using the word creation reminds us of our sacred relationship with God, the Creator, and our connection with one another. To seek justice acknowledges our responsibility to all living things and the necessity of understanding the world through our environment, culture, economic, and political activity, that which we know in our lives and the global community. The Presbyterian Church USA is an active participant in this organization, along with our brothers and sisters in the American Baptist Church, United Church of Christ, United Methodist Church, to name a few of the mainline Protestant denominations that have submitted creation justice statements. The mission statement of Creation Justice Ministries reflects the overwhelming cooperative nature of the Christian church. The organization seeks to educate, equip, and mobilize Christian communions or denominations, congregations, and individuals to protect, restore, and rightly share God's creation. Based on the priorities of its members, with a concern for the vulnerable and marginalized, Creation Justice Ministries provides collaborative opportunities to build ecumenical community, guides people of faith and faith communities towards ecojustice transformations, and raises a collective witness in the public arena echoing Christ's call for just relationships among all creation. Understanding sense of place recalls the feeling one has when we are touched deeply through a beautiful landscape, being outside on a sunny day, or listening to music. Our inner self connects with our soul and can bring a great sense of peace. My sense of peace is fed by going to Taizé in the summer and sitting among thousands of people from all over the world in complete silence and singing the chants. My soul is at peace. I am sure you could all recall moments like that in your life. Adults who have moved away from their childhood home will find pleasure in the nostalgia of anything that brings back memories. The self-identity of our past brings meaning to every breath that we take. We draw meaning from our environment, both human and non-human life. What a blessing it is to be able to live in complete harmony with each other and nature. Yes, indeed, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Living at peace in a community of creation may be compared to the biblical understanding of the Hebrew word shalom. When greeting one another, either as a hello or goodbye, with the word shalom, we imply a sense of the goodness of the relationship. In the Old Testament book of Genesis, God declares with delight that all of creation is good. It is God's vision of shalom. Cherokee theologian Randy Woodley uses indigenous traditional thought to describe shalom as the harmony way. He writes, "Shalom, like harmony way, is made up of numerous notions and values, with the whole being greater than the sum of the parts." He goes on to describe God's shalom as the act of seeking justice and well-being for all. In this beautiful sacred place where we worship together, our sense of space and place is influenced by Western European Christian heritage. A tall steeple marks the presence of a church building in even the smallest of European villages. I am sure that many of us know where we are when we're driving down Bloomfield Avenue and we see the steeple of the First Presbyterian Church. In describing where Caldwell is, I often have people immediately say, "Oh, that is where the beautiful brownstone church building is." Church steeples and, if you look above, grand high ceilings are part of the heritage which American settlers brought with them from Europe. It was thought that one should seek God in the heavens as well as living in constant awe underneath the shadow of the church building. A sense of place must also include our connection with the past. Before there were church buildings with tall steeples being built, the Native Americans were already worshiping God. On choir tour 2018, the youth and advisors had the opportunity to visit Southside Presbyterian Church in Tucson. This congregation's unique worship space is designed in the shape of a kiva, a room used for religious ceremonies and political gatherings by Pueblo peoples, Native Americans in southwestern United States. The most important focus of the kiva is a round opening in the floor. The sipapao, which is Hopi word for place of emergence. Directly above the opening is a hole in the roof for the light to shine down on what is thought to be the world's navel. In other words, all life begins from the earth and will return to the earth. God is found in the ground that we walk on. To the Hopis, it was essential to preserve harmony with the world around them, not only with people and animals, but with objects in nature, such as rocks, clouds, and sky. It was believed that God's spirit was in all of creation and very much within the soil of the earth. How different would our worship be if we looked down to the earth? While the sacraments of baptism and communion include the earthly elements of water, bread or grains of the earth, and grapes for wine, at funerals we send the souls of our loved ones up to the beyond, even while burying the body in the ground. Perhaps God is already waiting below to embrace ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Our faith has the possibility to be made richer by a deeper understanding of the traditions of other cultures, both past and present. I am sure that it is no surprise that the first residents of Essex County, New Jersey, were members of the Lenape tribe. The story of the 1702 purchase for a mere pittance of $325 in goods of the Horseneck Tract from the Lenape Indians is clouded by poorly documented land titles and other ambiguous paperwork. The Ramapo Lenape Nation website history brings up some interesting thoughts to the concept of peacemaking. It is noted that there is little documentation of the Lenape people in New York or New Jersey because they did not have a written language and relied on oral history. Therefore, history was written by the non-Native American who did not understand the Indian community. The Lenape didn't believe anyone could own the land or water. They believed that would be like someone owning the air. You could only own what you can hold in your hand, and even that was for sharing. They believed the Creator put the land and water here for the survival of all people. Land couldn't be owned by one person or group of people. They also believed that all things on Turtle Island, which was their concept of Earth, had a life. The plants, animals, and even the rocks would give their life so the people could survive. When the whites wanted to buy the land, the natives thought they wanted to give them gifts for sharing the land with them. Of course, the new settlers didn't look at things in the same way. So when they bought the land, they would take action against the Lenape if they tried to use any part of it. When they realized what the settlers had in mind, the Indians began to refuse, but land speculators found ways of getting the land away from them, and it didn't matter if the signer was anyone of importance among the people or if he had any claim to the land, as long as they put their mark on the deed saying they were the rightful owners. They would also tell the person signing the deed that the boundary was at a different location than it really was, so the natives had no idea that the deed turned over rights to thousands of acres. It is estimated that about 5,000 tribe members are living across the Stag Hill region of Mahwah, Ringwood, and nearby Hilburn, New York. They hold on to their ancestral past as best they can through a tribal role, powwows, and other social and educational gatherings, and by being active in the New Jersey Commission on Indian Affairs and U.S. Department Veteran Affairs for Native Americans. The tribe is regularly mentioned in area news articles for their protests and comments on conservation issues, such as the building of a gas pipeline, and asking for toxic cleanup from the chemical waste coming from the closed Ford plant in Mahwah. A large number of the tribe members participate in the Climate Change March in New York City in 2014. And yes, there is still lingering bitterness on the part of the native peoples as to how land is being used to benefit a few and disrupt the lives of many. They say we're an isolated mountain tribe, but we're only on this mountain because we retreated here, Chief Perry said. We were farmers, but got driven off our land when the Europeans came. Psalm 104 has been compared to a biblical understanding for the non-biblical term biodiversity by several ecumenical and interfaith environmental agencies. The questions, who is this all for, is asked by the psalm writer before making it clear that creation's value is only from a relationship with God. In a Bible study published by AROCA, an international network of environmental organizations, comes this profound and pointed quote. Today's dominant ideologies, either that biodiversity is a random, meaningless, valueless process, or that humanity is the pinnacle of biodiversity and entitled to exploit and mold it as we wish, are seen as deeply flawed. Our sense of place can enhance the understanding we should have of God's connection to the land as we live on it, and not as owned by any one individual. And I am sure that the Lenape people would agree. Here is Psalm 24. I've entitled it A Song of New Jersey, the Garden State, rewritten to include some of our best and most beautiful resources. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You make the Hackensack Passaic Watershed and the Sandy Hook Staten Island Watershed gush forth in Essex County. They flow between New Jersey and New York, giving drink to every black bear, rabbit, fox, deer, and woodchuck. The wild horses quench their thirst. By the way, horses, the main New Jersey animal, believe it or not. By the streams of eastern goldfinch of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches of the northern red oak and the dogwood. From your lofty abode, you water the Ramapo Mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the sheep and cattle at the Alstead family farm in Chester, and the northern highbush blueberry to teem in the pine barrens. You bring forth Jersey tomatoes from the loamy downer soil and honey from the European honey beehive to gladden the human heart. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. As we mentioned, the first Earth Day was April 22, 1970. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin was disturbed that an issue as important as our environment was not addressed in politics or by media, so he created the first Earth Day. I was in junior high at the time, and I remember thinking that this was really neat that we got out of class to go and plant a tree. I associated tree planting with Earth Day for many years. Now, in 2018, 48 years later, I acknowledge a critical and global need for a serious theological understanding of preserving God's creation. Creation Justice Ministries lists the following ways to take action in the days ahead. First, visit and protect our public lands and waters. And I'm sure that those fourth graders are looking forward to using those passes. Gather and enjoy the cultural, historical, natural, and spiritual heritage of the area. Here are some sobering statistics for you. The average U.S. adult devotes approximately 10 hours a day to consuming media, spends 87% of their time indoors, and passes another 6% of their time inside a vehicle. Keep it local. Food Justice and Garden Ministries. Along with buying local, consider composting and growing plants that feed birds and pollinators. Bless and care for the water. Perhaps organize a waterway trash cleanup. Connect with the local species. How can we help creation flourish in our own community? To help you get started, there are bags of seed balls in baskets in the church lobby. I've also put them on the communion table because that is sacred seed. And there's some, I also believe, outside this door too. So please take a bag home with you. And you can remind yourself, it'll remind yourself of our responsibility that we have today on Earth Day to make things better for the entire world. They're really cute. You stick them in the ground. So let's see if we can gather some beautiful wildflowers in the next few weeks. Poor Don says they won't let him plant at his condo. So we'll have to plant several for Don around here. Noted British primatologist and anthropologist Jane Goodall gives us this thought. Out in the rainforest, you learn how everything is interconnected, and each little species, even though it may seem insignificant, has a role to play in this tapestry of life. What better day than Earth Day to really make a determined effort to live lives better with harmony and with nature? Every single individual matters. Every single individual makes some impact on the planet every single day, and we have a choice as to what kind of difference we are going to make. So as you leave today, please take your little package with you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen.